Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of Isaiah, lesson 13, Rebirth of Planet Earth. Thirsty. So shall your seed and your name remain. In chapter 66, verse 22, we read, "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain." The dream of all the kings in the past had been the same, that their seed and their name remain. Therefore, they needed a child, a male child. A king in England, Henry VIII, he tried several times to get a male child. He got female children, but it didn't work, and he sent one queen after the other away. Some were killed, some just driven away, and he hoped that he will find the one that will present a son. It didn't work. And he could have married 100 women if God does not want to do so. What use is it? And here we read, "Your seed and your name remain." That's the point. If you're on the side of the Lord, your seed and your name remain. And if you're not on the side of the Lord, it will just disappear. Gone. Forever. You, your name, your seed, everything. So it's just a great opposition. Your seed and your name shall remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, says the Lord. One new moon to another. The new moon was the first day in the new month. So we could say from one month to the next, and the next, and the next. It will continue. And from one Sabbath to another. Sabbath, not Sunday. It's about the future. They will come together from one Sabbath to another. That's interesting. And here we see what will be the theme in the end time of this planet. Both sides will gather together. God will gather his people, and the devil will gather his people. The devil will gather all the religious denominations under the control of the Pope, and all the states under the control of the United States of America and their president. States united under USA. Religious denominations united under the Pope. The Pope and the President of the United States, they are united as well. This is a bond of unity created, produced by the devil. And on the other side, God's unity. And who's the leader there? There's only one. The devil has two. The Pope and President of the United States. Here, Jesus is all in all. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And there shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. They will disappear. They will be gone. And the others, they will remain. Either remain or gone. These are the two possibilities.